USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says parts of the United States could potentially lift the stay-at-home orders before May 1st. The president is turning to a panel of advisors, which the White House is dubbing the Great American Economic Revival Industry Group. Some executives include Apple's Tim Cook, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban. Cuban joins Fox News and is excited to be on this panel and help get America back up and running.
I think they were really smart on how they approached this by bringing in the best of the best. And hopefully between all that brain power, we'll come up with some alternative approaches to taking those steps to get the economy open.
China is criticizing President Trump's move to temporarily halt funding to the World Health Organization and is pledging to support the global health body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
In the first meeting of President Trump's task force to reopen the economy, banking and financial service executives say the administration needs to dramatically increase the availability of coronavirus testing before the public will be confident enough to return to work, eat at restaurants, or shop in retail establishments. The pandemic has created a shortage of a common kitchen ingredient. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Home baking is becoming such a popular pastime during the coronavirus pandemic that baker's yeast, normally a common ingredient, has become scarce in the United States. With Facebook and Instagram feeds filled with pictures of home-baked breads and cookies and cakes, companies that produce the yeast report it's hard to keep up with the surging demand. Meanwhile, the companies that market and sell yeast directly to consumers like King Arthur Flour and Bob's Red Mill are out of stock and have sent notices to their customers asking for patience. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
During this coronavirus pandemic, some people are concerned about the extreme government overreach of quarantine measures during the crisis. Kristen Tate is a columnist with The Hill. She is also with Young Americans for Liberty. She joins Fox Business and says what we're seeing now is government overreach.
The American people are desperate for a solution to this pandemic, and it's given politicians the opportunity to vastly expand government and basically to lord over the private actions of individuals. And by the way, Charles, a lot of these same officials who are now endorsing these kind of authoritarian measures are the same people who have been screaming for years about Donald Trump acting like a dictator, as they say. The state of New York deemed gun stores non-essential, ordered them shut down. Vermont has banned the sale of all items that bureaucrats there deem non-essential. And then all around the country, we have these orders that have been issued to stay at home, punishable by criminal law, and that has empowered police to go out and abuse and punish people for just taking a walk outside. Yeah. That is how we end up with situations like we saw a few days ago, where a group of 10 cops in Philadelphia dragged a man out of a bus for not wearing a face mask, or in Colorado, where police handcuffed a man for playing t-ball with his daughter in an empty park. Lives are being lost in this pandemic. We need to worry about that, but at the same time, we need to worry about our rights and freedoms being eroded.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.